Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a second week already into the Lent of Triodion, and today is a day that we are commemorating the prodigal son. The Lord gives a parable to us today that he had two sons, and one of the sons came up to him and said, "Give me whatever it would belong to me as an inheritance." And the Lord divided and gave him part of his inheritance. And a few days later, he took all the inheritance and he went away into far, far land, away from his father. And he lived badly. He had wasted all the talents and all what the Lord had given, all the riches, and was living without remembering his father at all and the life in the father's kingdom. And finally, he had run out of all his things that he had and started to, and there was a big famine in that country, and he started to starve, and he was starving, and finally he got himself a job looking after pigs. But when he wanted to get the food from the pigs, they wouldn't even give him that food. And finally he came to his senses and said, "Look how people live with my father's house, how even these servants, how they prosper and everything. I will go back to my father and I will tell him that I'm very sorry that I have betrayed him and left him and squandered everything that he gave me. And I will ask him to bring me back, but not accept me as a son, but take me as a servant." And he started to go that long, long way because he was away from a far country. And it was a very difficult road for him to go. And he was totally exhausted. And finally, he was approaching. And that long road is what the church is giving us to do now. The church is letting us have the great Lent to go through. It's a long road, which is going to be not so easy because we are not used to the fasting and to the long services and all those things that is required from us and during the great Lent. But my beloved, we have to go through it. We have to come to our Father, and we have to recognize that we are actually the prodigal sons. When we learned or listened to yesterday's canons of the prodigal son, you see that everything is addressed to me, to you. It's we all should consider that we are the prodigal son, not our neighbor, not somebody else, but we are the ones that have to return back to God. We squandered the grace, that the gifts that the Lord gave us during our baptism and during the chrismation, when we received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We didn't hold on to them. We started to look for the temporary things of this world and look at how to live in this world in such a way that we would have fun and have a good time, instead of trying to live according to the gospel rules, according to the gospel. Of course, we know today we're also celebrating the new martyrs and confessors of Russia. They were starting from the Tsarist family and the Patriarch Tikhon and all the first Saint Vladimir of Kiev, the Hierarch, and many, many countless of them, many, many of them, the bishops and priests and people. If you would start counting them, as you saw in yesterday's canon, you see that there's numerous of them are being even commemorated, but then there's numerous ones that nobody knows about, that they were destroyed and put away into places where nobody can still find them and know about them. The monasteries were shut down and made as consecration camps, as you know, and the churches were defiled, the holy gifts and the mirrors and all that was defiled, and the expensive icons, the Marises that they had, they were taken off and they were sold, you know, for profits, and the chalices and all the church wealth, whatever the church had, was all either discarded or sold to other people that had absolutely no use for the Orthodox Church. My beloved fathers had betrayed the sons betrayed the fathers, and everybody was looking only for how to survive somehow with this atheistic government. My beloved Patriarch Tikhon had given an anathema to all those who are with the Bolsheviks, or those who are following them, or those who are supporting them. And then the Catacomb Church did the same thing. And it was never taken off. The anathema was never taken off. We are still waiting for the people to truly to repent of what the terrible things that the communist government had done to the faithful people. And we are still waiting for true repentance. And we have to pray for them very hard. We have to pray for each other, and for us not to be proud, and to remember that we are the prodigal sons, that we have to want to come back to our Father. And we cannot look at anybody else that he or she is worse than I am. Nobody can be worse than I am. That's what you have to really get down into your heart. You have to accept that, and you have to know that God wants salvation of everyone, and that you have all these new martyrs, royal martyrs, and all the new martyrs of Russia, and all the martyrs from the beginning of the times, and all the saints that are in the kingdom of heaven, and starting with archangels, of course, and angels, and all of them have love for you and me. They want our salvation. And of course, first of all, most of all, the Lord himself. That's why he came on this earth, to die for us, to pay our debts to his Father for our sins. This is what he did, and he wants our salvation. So let's love him in return. Start to love each other, because the apostle said, you're a liar if you say you love God and you don't love your neighbor or your enemy. We have to learn to do that. We have to love our enemy. And it doesn't mean the enemy that has the Satan and all his cohorts, not those enemies, and not the enemy, our sin, that we should not love, not at all. We should hate the sin and the enemy that's trying to promote us to have sins. My beloved, let's pray for each other more and more, and let's hope that we'll be able to go through that road of the big great Lent that's coming up, and they'll be able to truly humble ourselves and be able to get close in our heart to the Lord. And when the Passion Week starts, we will co-suffer with the Mother of God and all the apostles who loved the Lord, seeing how he was suffering, and we will suffer too, so that we'll be then rejoicing in his resurrection and our resurrection. Amen. God bless you.